The National Hurricane Center says Hurricane Laura has weakened to a Category 2 storm since making landfall as the strongest storm to hit the state in more than a century. Laura came ashore at Cameron, Louisiana, near the border with Texas, early this morning as a Category 4 storm with sustained winds of 150 miles per hour. The Hurricane Center warned that unsurvivable storm surges of 15 feet or more could overwhelm parts of the Gulf Coast. NPR's John Burnett joins us on the phone now. And John, describe what you're seeing for us.
Well, I'm actually on a remote road way down here in the marshland, almost in the Gulf, deep in the wetlands, a few miles from where Laura hit last night. Conditions are getting worse and worse. A lot of lines are down. Big oak trees have lost their limbs. These beautiful houses on the marsh on stilts, some of them have lost some of their roofs and, outbuildings. I'm trying to get to Holly Beach, so we'll see how that goes. But it's been remarkable how just a difference a few miles make. I was over in Beaumont last night, which received almost no damage and no stormwater whatsoever. And yet you come over here to Louisiana and you can see that it was a monster storm.
And you're trying to get to Holly Beach because you've heard that there's been a lot of damage there.
Yeah, it's not far from Cameron, which was where the eye crossed. The damage, it's very hard to get into Lake Charles unless, your reporter who rode the hurricane out there last night, which I didn't. We've certainly seen pictures of a lot of structural damage, a lot of buildings and residences that lost their roofs, that windows were blown out, just, hotels pulverized by this 120 mile per hour wind. It was really a breathtaking hurricane.
What are the evacuation efforts looking like in light of COVID?
Well, I've covered a lot of these, Tanya, and this is unusual because rather than open up these big crowded shelters with, communal eating and cots all next to each other, they're doing that as a last resort. These communities are really urging people to get to cities where there are hotel rooms like Austin and San Antonio and Dallas and Shreveport and Baton Rouge and, hunker down in social distancing. They don't, it's bad enough that you have a hurricane, raking across the state, much less, spreading coronavirus.
What are also some of the other biggest concerns right now?
Well, this is a huge complex of petrochemical plants and refineries, Tanya, and they've all gone down. And so, the United States depends on a consistent flow of gasoline. And so if they stay down for much longer, it's going to disrupt that flow. And we'll see the results in gas stations and maybe in prices. So all these giant refineries are going to have to take stock and see when they can reopen. And then I-10 is closed as well. Interstate 10 is a major, trucking corridor between the east and west United States. And it's closed down for dozens and dozens of miles because of high water this morning.
That's NPR's John Burnett. John, thank you so much for this update, and please stay safe.
Thanks for asking.